We're having a little trip down memory lane here on Kerry today ahead of this Sunday's Munster Senior Football Final. And we're going to play you a few standout moments from Munster's championship clashes between Kerry and Cork down through the years. Now, this year's Munster Championship winner will take home the newly named Corn Fáilte Uí, named after the Kerry footballing legend, who played in 16 Munster finals himself, winning three of those in an illustrious footballing career in the 70s and 80s. Fáilte also coached Kerry to six Munster titles as Bonnish Dor, including back in 2001.
And we're over 37 minutes, just 37 minutes gone. The referee can blow now. He's going to blow now. It's all over. Kerry are the Munster champions for the year 2001. 19 points for Kerry, one goal and 13 points for Cork after an epic game here at Porky Cleeve. An epic, brilliant Munster final. A Munster final that had everything. And some Gardaí walking out on the pitch here to give the referee an escort off. But that is the usual procedure. As Paddy O'Shea and Con Murphy, sportsmen both, shake hands down here at the end of what was really an epic game. My voice is gone and he's getting roundly booed by the Cork crowd. I personally don't know what they're complaining about.
I don't either, but I see an excellent job.
The ball punched down, but once again, it's the Corkmen who are under it. And bursting forward now for Cork is Kieran O'Connor this time. Kieran O'Connor says the ball inside danger here. John Hayes and Masters is in on Jeremy Murphy's round. Jeremy Murphy puts the ball in the net. Goal for Cork.
Goal for Cork. Beautiful goal for Cork. And James Masters was the end of that move. I was just seeing if Masters has held Cork were in trouble. He must have heard me speaking because he was at the end of that move and Jeremy Murphy came out. And he just waltzed around here with Murphy. He was inside in the small square and with the left leg stuck the ball low into the corner of the net, gave the goalkeeper no hope at all whatsoever because the goalkeeper was outside him. We were just talking about Masters, if you hold him, but no, he hasn't been held. It's 1-1 to 3 point. Cut, go ahead again.
Kerry have a free way out to field.
Oh, way out to field.
A point behind.
90 yards
the time
out.
Is up.
Killian Young juggling with it over there. Mark Shea, they need to get it in. Paul Hughes has the whistle in his mouth. It's the last chance for Kerry, real last chance. Paul Murphy, 70 yards out, inside to Dunica, 45 yards out. Dunica gives it to Fionn Fitzgerald. He's attack, he's going for the score. It's long, it's high, and over the bar.
Oh, brilliant point by Fionn Fitzgerald, the Dr. Crokes man, all on his own inside the 45, and he sailed the ball over the bar. Wonderful point by Fionn Fitzgerald, the Dr. Crokes man. Last year's captain. It's 3:15 to 2:12. We'll be back in Killarney. The pubs and the eating houses and the hotels and the Jarvis, they're all jumping around the streets at the moment down there because we're going to have a draw.
Tyke Morley again. Tyke Morley giving it to Tony Broston. Tony put a needle ball to the far side of the field. What can they do here with Dylan Casey? A fisted effort. Joe has it. Joe go for goal.
Goal!
Oh, what a goal!
Bullet.
Joe O'Connor! Oh my God! This should be, his name should have stars and lights. A thunderbolt of a shot. Into the back of the pitch. Austin Snacksman combined. Joe saw the light, saw the goal. He's after waving it. And what a score, Ambrose.
Best
Kerry
score, just the right time.
Cock 125, Ambrose.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
5.5 minutes. A rocket of a shot from Joe.
Oh, Joe.
20 yards out.
Well, if he doesn't get man of the no match, chance. We know nothing about it, Ambrose.
Wow. And that last clip there was, of course, Joe O'Connor's stormer of a goal in last year's Munster semi-final, which Kerry won after extra time in Porky Cueve. No Joe O'Connor for Kerry on Sunday, though, unfortunately. Before that, you heard the commentary of Gary O'Sullivan and the late Uíse Fogarty, both brilliant broadcasters for Fionn Fitzgerald's monster score to draw the 2015 Munster final, with Kerry victorious in the replay. And then you also heard the great, wonderful and the sadly late Liam Higgins, and Uíse, also no longer with us, describing James Masters scoring a goal 20 years ago, oh my God, in the 2006 Munster final replay. Cork won that day, but ultimately it may have benefited Kerry in the long run. And Kerry's next game saw, well, a certain Kieran Donaghy being moved to full forward against Longford, and sure, as that cliche goes, the rest was history. But who's going to make history this coming Sunday? And while those wonderful memories rush back to you, and I'm sure you're reliving them in your heads, and thanks to Mark Lynch for putting together that wonderful, evocative montage of great, great football moments, I'm going to let you pause for a second, and I'm going to let two gentlemen who are listening in patiently there, I'm going to let those memories sink in with them and marinate and let them ponder over great times and maybe not so great times for their teams in Munster finals of yore. When we come back, we'll be talking to two men from Ballydesmond, but my God, one is staunch Kerry all the way and the other, well, he can't get enough of Cork.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.
Now, two men from Ballydesmond have been waiting very patiently, and I thank them for their patience as we get to their reaction and their thoughts and their memories of Munster finals from the past. Paddy Herlihy, a big Kerry fan from Ballydesmond, and Donal Vaughan, who is devoted to Cork. And I might start with you, Paddy. Those memories of that game, that goal last year by Joe O'Connor, the 2015 when Fionn Fitzgerald Monster score drew the 2015 final, which a Kerry went on to win in the replay. The 2006 game when James Marster for Cork scored for Cork to win in the Munster final replay. They're all great moments, great memories. And when you hear those brilliant clips, it's like one's reliving them, isn't it really, Paddy?
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant to hear all them again. And of course, with the great Grisha and Liam Higgins, that were mighty commentators in the day. That were great times, what do you call it? Kerry lost a few, all right, but you know, we pulled through in the majority of them. So we had great old times, great banter in Ballydesmond with the Cork and Kerry rivalry down through the years, even back in the 2000s. And then, of course, we had John O'Connor playing with Cork from 2006 on. And there was great old banter with Cork and Kerry, and they're still to this day.
And what's the atmosphere like in Ballydesmond ahead of a Munster final?
Well, back in the old days, it was very good, now, to be fair about it. No, there was a great crack. I remember one stage, there was a girl going over to a fella down from West Cork. We took a bus back to Killarney. All Cork, all Kerry. Kerry won the match. They came home. We went into the local bar. All the Kerry crew went to one side of the bar. All the Cork crew went to the other side. And as the night mingled on, everyone went back talking to each other again. And your man just couldn't get over that they all intermingled again through the night. He said, "Don't know much Cork. Cork won. It was fine. Kerry won. Do you mean? That was it." But he just couldn't get over. They all came in. All the Kerry crew went to one side of the bar. All the Cork crew went to the other. And as the mic went on, they all intermingled again and all talking and chatting and having a good time again.
And Donal, does that chime with you as well as a devoted Cork fan, that no matter what the slagging and the differences are, come the end of the night, there's always you're always mingling and always mixing with each other, the Kerry and Cork supporters in Ballydesmond?
Well, you would, yeah. See, I'd be from the village, and our job then is to hold the bridge at the end of the village. Under a lot of pressure to hold the bridge. But anyway, would happen. You'd have to face the music. We face the music more often than not,
yeah.
You know, as the records show. But the ones we won were sweet. And but you would face them all. You'd have to face the music, win or lose. And as Paddy said, as the night goes on then, you'd start tying out a bit and things would start improving. But the great men, see, it's not as good anymore. The good has gone out of it when it's not knockout. And I mean, the thought of every fella on the Cork side of the border to knock out Kerry out of the All-Ireland was the big picture. But now they're the back doors and all this, and you know, it's just not the same anymore. But it's still good. The rivalry is still there. We still can give them an inch. And they don't want to give us an inch. And there's a good understanding that way. But we've great memories of going back to Killarney, especially. And the big thing was, like Paddy said, we go back. That time we'd all go by bus and minibus or whatever. But the big thing was to go back into, we'll say, Dan Linehan's, Dan Matthews, as we call it, because Dan had Ballydesmond blood in him. And it was a great day of meeting people from Belly Desmond that were gone to different parts of the country or working up the country and abroad, but they'd all come to Killarney for the Munster final. And that was our home from home, and we'd take over the place. And the crack before the game would be great. We'd have the Welches singing the Cork songs and a bit of Gael Gore songs, and you'd have the towns from Knocklevall maybe singing the Kerry songs, and geez, we'd have a deadly crack. Sure, there was nights we'd be stuck in the bus going out Park Road on the way home, and even we might even, and you'd be stuck in traffic, and you'd say, yeah, fick it, we'll get out and we'll go back into town. We'll surely get a drive home from the touring cattle buys, or somebody takes us home in it when we're only half an hour out the road. But our great memories of the Munster finals down through the years, and it should be good on Sunday again now. And we've a local girl playing, Shauna Kelly, will be playing with the Cork ladies in the double header beforehand, and that'll make it interesting as well, because Shauna's father would be a fairly staunch Kerry man, Sean Kelly. And but it was great, and especially when we'd done a playing, as Paddy said, it made things absolutely fantastic.
An amazing player, and I mean, is he still playing? I know he was playing football well into his 40s.
He's still playing with us. Yeah, he's still playing.
And Paddy, actually, you and Donal were both on Thurs Talk with the late Weeshie. Are always remembered Weeshie, as we always remember Liam Higgins. Just amazing broadcasters and amazing people. You were both on with Weeshie on Thurs Talk prior to the 2007 All Ireland final between Kerry and Cork. I'd actually forgotten that 2007 was a Kerry Cork pairing. Go ahead.
That was in 2007. We also 2009 as well. So
oh yes,
that were 2 good years.
Yeah, thanks, Paddy. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. You were great.
I suppose over the years, back through the years, like in the 70s, there, we had Sean Kelly, there, Sean's father. He was inside with the great Mick O'Dwyer and then with Christy Canley as well from Cork. He was with Cork in the 70s. And then in 1998-1999, with Jason Kelly, he was with the Kelly Under-21s. Dunica won an All-Ireland Junior in 2005 with the Cork Juniors. Niall Fleming and Jerry Healy matched each other in the Munster final in 2006. And Niall won his All-Ireland in 2006 with Kelly, and Jerry won his All-Ireland in Cork with 2007. Dunica then won an All-Ireland with Cork Seniors in 2010. We had Dana Moynihan with the minors there a few years back, and Sean Murphy with them in the McGrath Cup a few years ago. And we have also the ladies with Norma Kelly, Narita Kelly, Mara Kelly, and Shauna Kelly, all won All Islands with the Cork ladies. So football is very strong in Belly Desmond, but Cork and Kelly, all them Kelly girls, their fathers are all astonished Kelly men, I'm afraid. And Sunday, I know Shauna is, Dawn said Shauna is playing with Cork.
In the time that we have left, Paddy and Donal, I'll go to you, Paddy, first. And in the time that we have left, I'm going to ask you this one question, if you can both answer it. To you, Paddy, first, what's your most memorable Munster final between Kerry and Cork? It can be either on the field or off the field. Paddy?
I suppose Finn Fitzgerald equalising there in 15, like we were under serious pressure, and Sean Fitzgerald equalising point, I suppose, was brought us over the line again, I suppose, really, to be fair about it. That was a great time. Like, Cork were on top was completely, and Sean Fitzgerald got the equalising point. Now, there's many more, but I suppose that's the most...
That's 2015.
Yeah.
And for you, Donal, again, of Donal Vaughan, your standout moment, Cork-Kerry Munster final, it can be either on the field or off the field.
Yeah, well, I don't think I can mention the after-field things on radio at this time of the day, so I stick to it. No, it's just a proud feeling of Dunica's name being called out and the Billy Desmond name being called out, and he got a banger of a goal behind the Killarney that nearly blew the back of the net out, but unfortunately Cork had a man sent off, and Dunica was sacrificed on the day, and things didn't work out as good as we were hoping. But for a while there, we were in just pure heaven altogether when he got a banger of a goal, and that was a real standout moment, do you know?
What year was that?
Jesus, I can't think of the number, the year now at the moment. I'm gone blank. I'm gone thinking of all the other years as well. But Paddy might recall the actual year. He's like Jimmy McGee. But if we happen to win now, even though we'll be the underdogs on Sunday, Paddy might buy me a pint in Bob's and a pint in Johnny Lee's Sunday night after the game, maybe. Is that a deal, Paddy?
That's a deal. We'll have to buy him a pint because, didn't have to, and I have to buy one, so I'll buy one for you.
Thank you both for joining us. Really enjoyed that, Podgy and Donal.
Can I just add one small thing before I go? I'd just like to sympathise there with a family down in Knockdara in Headford, the Moynihan family. Their sister Mary was a colleague of mine in on post. And she's 38 years working in Mallow, in the post office in Mallow, and we got news on Monday that she passed away suddenly, and to the devastating loss. But she'd have been in high dough this week, putting up her colours in the office below in Mallow to drive all the cock boys mad below. She was a big Kerry supporter, and she'd have been back there on Sunday, and I just... It puts things into perspective, and our worries are small about football in comparison to what they're going through today. And she's being buried tomorrow in Rathmore, and I just say big condolences to the Moynihan family and John Joe's living in Belly Desmond up the road from me. So I'd like to sympathise with them all and just condolences.
Thank you, and we're so sorry for the family's loss, and a fine tribute there. Thank you both for joining us this morning, Donal Vaughan and Paddy Herlihy, both from Ballydesmond, sharing their memories of Munster finals past and looking forward to this Sunday, which you'll listen to live on Radio Kerry, with Joe Mahoney, sports editor, and Tim and Ambrose in the commentary box. Now, that's my lot for the week. Enjoy the weekend. We have Pat Kelly up next, and I'd like to thank Dan O'Keefe on sound. We also had Niamh Daly on sound. Mark Lynch produced, and Elma Nix took your comments.